The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to increase domestic oil and gas supply by allowing drilling in the Outer Continental Shelf and also in Alaska. In Alaska, it's the Alaska National Petroleum Reserve, 22.6 million acres, and in the Outer Continental Shelf, about 319 million acres will be available. On the Outer Continental Shelf, in order to drill there, states are going to have to give permission to drill in certain spots. After 100 miles, then you can drill. So the idea of the legislation was to expand domestic supply because, as Senator Obama says, within the next 10 years, we must get off foreign oil. And one of the ways of getting off foreign oil, besides investing in alternative fuels, is also to expand and increase our domestic production. And that's what this legislation will also do. But the legislation also goes further to create alternative energy sources, such as wind and biomass technologies. And to do that, to pay for those technologies, we're going to make the oil companies pay royalties. We're going to have the oil companies will no longer get subsidies and tax breaks from the taxpayers. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me why we would allow big oil companies to get tax breaks and not pay their royalties when they have these record profits, $40 billion a year, and they can't even pay their royalties, and they want further tax subsidies. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm glad to see that part of the bill. One part that I've been insisting upon, and it was in the bill, was actually that we release oil from Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Everyone says we can release up to about 10% of that oil and have an immediate impact on the price of a gallon of gas. In fact, when we've done it in the past, and we've done it about four or five times in the last 10 years, when you do it this way, you will lower price of gas. Probably most people are saying right around 25%. And when we've done it in the past, it's gone from 19 to 33%. So right around there, probably about 25 cents per gallon. Now, that would be immediate relief, and that's what we should be doing to give the taxpayers and the hardworking people of northern Michigan a little break from these record high gas prices. These prices have got to come down. Later this week, we hope to bring up my energy speculation, drive the excess of speculation, which manipulates the prices of oil, get them out of our market and bring the oil back down to a more reasonable price where it should be and lower those gas prices, home heating oil, propane, diesel fuel. We've got to get this prices under control. One way to do it, immediately release from this pro, give us immediate relief. Secondly, let's get the speculators out of market. Thirdly, let's pass price gouging legislation.